friend, Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center. Greg, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing quite well. And you guys?
Doing well here so far. Looks like, Greg, I know last time we had a chance to talk with you a couple of weeks ago that there are some things that were opening back up again. Loretta Langley Kids Zone looks like it's ready to rock and roll now.
The Kids Zone is back open after we shut her down to do a deep clean and a rearrange, and so now it is open, and kids are coming to play every day, and so it's an exciting time to be a kid, of course, for Christmas time, so they can come in and burn off a little energy.
Good deal there. Oh, holy night, Greg. What do we have going on?
So we have a community connection exhibit. This is the second one, and this one is Holy Night, a nativity display. So these are all locally owned creches, nativity scenes, that are up. They'll be up through the 1st of January. A very nice display of nativity scenes from around the world, actually. So come in on the first floor and check those out while you can.
All right. Winter Emporium. Might as well stop by there as well while you're perusing what else is inside the Historical Center.
Well, you got to walk right by the Winter Emporium to get to the nativity scenes. And so, yes, we have a lot of new objects for sale in the Winter Emporium. And if you're a Historical Society member, you get a discount of 20% off. So not too late to buy Christmas gifts, and if you need my sizes, just ask.
Right.
Well, yeah, good idea. So let's tiptoe into 2025 and the Ad Astra Art Show, Greg.
So this will be the third annual Ad Astra Art Show. This is thing for Kansas Day, which, of course, is January 29th. So we, from January 14th through February 8th, we have a art exhibit up. This year the theme is sunflowers. So if you have artwork that has anything to do with sunflowers, please let us know. Let Lisa know. She takes care of these sort of things. 340-6314. And she will get you involved in the Ad Astra Art Show. It runs from January through February.
Outstanding. Lyon County History Center, obviously, like a lot of folks, is going to be taking some time off, the way it sounds, next week.
We are. Our people work very hard. This has been the busiest year we've ever had, so we want everybody to be able to relax and enjoy some holiday time. So we will be closed from December 24th through January 7th. So we will reopen on Tuesday, January 8th at 10 o'clock. So if you want to buy some stuff for Christmas or you want the kids to come to the play area, go ahead and do that before December 24th, and then we will see you again on January 8th.
Well, yeah, speaking of being able to relax a little bit, what about 2024? Been a good year, Greg?
This has been the busiest year we have had in the history of the Lyon County Historical Society. We have had over 20,000 people come through our building and participate in our activities. We've had 2,500 kids or better that have come to the Loretta Langley Kids Zone. So we've had a very historic year here at the History Center, and we could not thank everybody, all of our volunteers, our staff, our visitors, of course, and the board of directors for everybody joining together and making this a very memorable year. And we look forward very much so to 2025, where we have even more things planned to provide history and culture to our public.
Outstanding. Greg, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and we'll be talking with you in 25.
Merry Christmas to both of you, and have a very, very healthy and happy New Year.
Greg, always a pleasure, my friend. Have a good day.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you. Thank you both. Have a great day.
Yeah, Greg Jordan, Lyon County History Center. At the History Center will be with us on the on-air chat coming up here at 10:05 this morning here, KVOE 849. Good morning.
Are you looking for a new career? A1 Bump and Jet is hiring local CDL drivers with a good driving record. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and one on-call weekend a month. We provide a clothing allowance, health, dental, vision, and a company-matched 401k. Best of all, our drivers are making 80 to